today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control if you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Yeah, it's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net. Toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Enjoy it. That's on us. That's freetalklive.com. Last hour we were talking about immigration and how the government is claiming that it's down, but they're claiming that based on the fact that they just aren't arresting as many people.
Yeah.
So that could be a variety of things.
Could they make fewer drug arrests and then claim to be winning the war on drugs?
They could, I suppose. But I wanted to go somewhere else with the immigration topic,
okay,
especially since we're in a new hour at this point. I want to, in fact, go back in time, Mark. Now we're back in the era of World War II, and you might recall the story from when you were in high school, perhaps, of Anne Frank. You recall that story, Mark?
Absolutely. She's a little Jewish gal, got hidden away and wrote her diary. And
I believe she was also, was it deaf or blind? I don't remember which.
Oh, I didn't know that
one.
She was any of those. I just know that she ended up dead.
Yeah, as I recall, that's what the situation was.
Okay.
Anyway, Anne Frank's father, apparently, according to the Associated Press, tried to arrange U.S. visas for his family before they went into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
The immigration process kept them out.
Yeah. In fact, his efforts were hampered when Allied and Axis countries tightened immigration policies, according to papers released Wednesday. Otto Frank also sent desperate letters to friends and family in the United States pleading for help with immigration costs. They charged money back then, too, Mark.
Oh, boy.
As the family tried to escape the Nazi-occupied Netherlands, Otto Frank wrote to his college friend Nathan Strauss in April 1941, quote, "I would not ask if conditions here would not force me to do all I can in time to be able to avoid worse. It is for the sake of the children, mainly, that we have to care for. Our own fate is of less importance." The letters, along with documents and records from various...
Look how hard it was for him to borrow money. And what would probably be a similar amount of money by our standards today, borrowing money to get through the immigration process, say it's $1,000.
Right.
You know, a relative, even a relatively distant relative, says to you, look, you know, I wouldn't ask you for this money. I don't care if I die or if my wife dies, but really, I'd rather not see the kids die. Holy
yeah.
crap.
That's it. That's intense.
Yeah, it really is.
And so he saw the writing on the wall. He knew something was going on, and he wanted to get out. If not get himself out, but get his kids out for sure. But he couldn't, because the U.S. immigration bureaucracy didn't want to allow it. The letters, along with documents and records from various agencies that helped people immigrate from Europe, were released by the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research, a New York-based institution that focuses on the history and culture of Eastern European Jews. The group discovered the file among 100,000 other Holocaust-related documents about a year and a half ago. The documents show how Frank tried to arrange for his family, his wife Edith, daughters Margot and Annie, and mother-in-law Rosa Hollander to go to the U.S. or Cuba. He wrote to relatives, friends, and officials between April 30th, 1941 and December 11th, 1941, when Germany declared war on the United States. But immigration rules were changing under the Nazi regime and in the United States. There were nearly 300,000 people on a waiting list for a U.S. immigration visa. Besides, since Frank had living relatives in Germany, he would have been unable to immigrate under U.S. policy at the time. You know, and there's a little bit more to this, but it makes me think.
He could have used the deafblind daughter as a chick. By the way, she's not.
A lot, really? She wasn't either?
Neither.
What makes me think? I must be thinking of
You're
a different
mixing
story.
Mixing her up with Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, that's the one.
That's great. Not Jewish.
Okay. Well, anyway. In this case, with this guy trying to get his family to safety, it would seem to me that we've talked about the U.S. getting into world wars in the past, and
right.
we're both...
Which, by the way, the whole world war thing and Hitler and all that stuff can be laid. If you do the right sort of logical thinking, it can be laid at the feet of the United States.
At the United States government.
Yes. Yes. If we hadn't gotten involved in World War I and thrown the tide of the war so dramatically, because Germany was beaten resoundingly.
Ousting the German, the Chancellor, I believe it was.
I think it was Bismarck.
The Chancellor is the the head. That's I don't know. His name was Bismarck.
Right? Okay, my mistake. Anyway, you know, if it hadn't been thrown the scales off so much, then they wouldn't have been able to get the Treaty of Versailles, which required Germany, you know, just to pay all kinds of money and essentially put everybody into poverty in the country of Germany, as though the people of Germany had anything to do with it.
It essentially paved the way for Adolf Hitler.
It did. It really did.
And so we can make those points, and then people will say, well, you didn't want to get into World War II. I mean, presuming World War I would have happened and Adolf Hitler would have gotten in charge anyway, even if we hadn't gotten involved in World War I, as we shouldn't have.
Right.
The United States was originally created to be a neutral country. Mm-hmm. We were not supposed to get involved in other people's business. We were supposed to transact business in that we were supposed to trade.
Sure.
Individuals and companies and businesses were supposed to be free to interact with whoever they wanted around the world. But as far as wars were concerned, if there was going to be a war, it was to be one brought to us in the United States, and then we would defend ourselves. That was the original concept. So if we'd stayed out of World War I, and Adolf Hitler had somehow gotten power anyway and started executing Jewish people and black people and all the various different people that he executed, then somebody would inevitably say to us, well, don't you care about those people that got killed? Isn't that enough of a reason to get involved in the conflict?
But people get killed all over the place.
That much is true. But this was a lot of people that got killed in this particular case.
A lot of people getting killed all over the place.
Well, that's true as well.
Stalin killed a lot of his own people.
But it would seem to me that the correct role for the United States to play in World War II would have been to have open borders.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who could escape their terrible despotic government could come here to the relative safety of freedom. That would have been the best thing that we could have done for the world.
I would agree with that.
This story outlines exactly why the immigration policies in this country are so dangerous. They're dangerous to the freedom of people around the world because they might have been able to escape Germany. They might have been able to bust through whatever bureaucracy or rules were in place and get out of that country. And at that time, it would have not have been a smart idea to stick around anywhere in Europe, and so that's why he wanted to go to Cuba or the United States. He wanted to get far, far away from that situation.
I'm with him.
And so if he could get himself on a ship, his family on a ship, and make it to the shores of America, he and his family would have had, they probably would have made it out of
this. Yeah, Anne Frank would be alive today if it wasn't for America's stupid immigration policies of, you know, the early 40s.
Back to her father's letters. Again, the rules had changed. 300,000 people were on a waiting list for U.S. immigration visas. How many of those 300,000 people perished in World War II?
Right. How many?
Because we wouldn't
let them
come
here. How many
of
them were in concentration camps? Yeah. How many of them had numbers tattooed on them and their bodies were burned?
He managed a quote. I know that this is the father again. I know that it will be impossible for us all to leave, even if most of the money is refundable. But Edith urges me to leave alone or with the children, he said in another letter to his relative. He managed to secure one visa to Cuba, but it was canceled in 1941 after the Germans declared war on the United States. The family then went into hiding in July of 1942. Otto Frank's attempt to move his family mirrors thousands of German Jews, said Richard Breitman, an American university professor who focuses on German and American intelligence history, saying, quote, Frank's case was unusual only in that he tried hard very late and enjoyed particularly good or fortunate American connections. Still, he failed. The family was in hiding for more than 2 years before being arrested. Anne Frank described the family's life in hiding in a diary that has sold an estimated 75 million copies. The family's hiding place in a secret annex in an Amsterdam canalside warehouse has been turned into a museum. Anne Frank died of typhus at age 15 in a concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen, Germany in 1945. Her father returned to the Netherlands to collect his daughter's notes and published them in the Netherlands in 1947. So a tragedy that could have been avoided should we have actually been a free country at that time. Should we have actually adhered to the principles of what this country was founded upon, and welcomed people from all around the world, welcoming them with the Statue of Liberty, the flames of liberty, allowing them to come here and make settle in and make a living for themselves. No welfare to speak of. Just come here and you can be free. That was what America used to be about.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
No, Americans,
it?
No. Sorry, my ancestors made it here. The rest of you can stay out.
And it hasn't been that way for a long time.
Disgusting.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Do you actually support, does anybody support keeping this man and his family out of the country? Who could support this? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in Prophecy, Tyrants and Wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list like everything else at freetalklive.com. It's totally free. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 1-800-657-5066. Let's go to the phones to the fun. It's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to just sort of file a quick report from the early hours of the Liberty Forum.
Ah, yes. What's going on?
We well, just have, I don't know, maybe it seems like about 50 people that I've run into so far. And they started it off with a raid on the State House, and so suddenly the State House is just pouring with people, Free Staters. There wasn't really, you know, there wasn't a ton of people in there. They had a lot of hearings going on, but there wasn't a ton of people there. And all of a sudden, it's just swamped with these wild-eyed freedom lovers. And it had a very, I think, positive impact. There were a lot of people, I heard, overheard people talking about, who are those people? Those are the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance people. Oh, yeah, they want government services, but they don't want to have to pay for them.
Not quite.
Of carping and who are those? You know. But then, of course, a lot of other people were excited to have them there.
I bet.
So that was cool.
You know, it's so funny. People can't even see the idea that government wouldn't provide certain services. They just can't even consider the possibility. But
right.
Here I live in a town where the government doesn't pick up the trash. The town I lived in previously, if you told somebody that the idea of a place existing without the government picking up the trash, my God, we'd be piled up with trash everywhere. But here you just pay somebody to come collect your trash.
Yep, and it works beautifully.
It's fine. Hey, we're all alive here.
So, Dave, what else happened?
Well, we also had a chance to saw all these people. I thought, oh, this is a great chance to abduct people and have a demonstration. So I just spread the word real fast that we're going to have a little spontaneous demonstration on the street corner, and lo and behold, 10 people show up, and we had a little demonstration for Ed Brown right on the corner of Loudoun and Main in Concord. That's where the most traffic is. We're sure that probably a couple of feds at least saw us, because they have to drive through there to get to their federal building. So.
Oh, I expect there'll probably be some feds in attendance at the Liberty Forum.
But it's also possible. But if you think about it, you know, probably there are quite a few Free Staters who are either working for the federal government or have worked for it in the past. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just look at those as potential recruits.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So things are you actually staying in the hotel, or are you just sort of driving up to see what's going on? Or what's your plan, Dave?
No, I just drove up, and I'll drive up again. And I will probably, I'd be like to say, you know, 80% chance I'll be there tomorrow, 80% chance I'll be there the day after that. But
what are you looking forward to the most as far as what's on the agenda?
For me, I just like talking to people who are there, new faces and stuff like that. Speeches don't really do that much for me. Even if it's John Stossel, that's just a speech. I'm probably, you know, rare in thinking that way, but I just don't, I'm not that interested in speeches.
Very good. Are you going to the Alternative Expo?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of things to choose from, and I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, we'll see you this weekend, Dave. Thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. The activities have sort of begun today, as he pointed out. There was a State House tour. People were taken in, shown the ropes, I suppose, and I guess they sat in on some of the hearings that were going on
mm-hmm.
today. And made a good showing, as it seems. People have already been arriving. In fact, we had some coffee with one of our listeners today, Diane from Arizona.
It was
lovely.
Yeah, she gave us some hats.
Yeah, she made some hats.
She made some hats. Cool. It's very nice hats.
And that's cool, too, because you pointed out, sometimes people will just send us stuff in the mail. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, you know, thanks for sending us the stuff. We didn't really ask for these books. You know, I've already got a stack of books that I'm supposed to read, and
It's a nice thought. I'm ambivalent on that. Sometimes I'm really happy to get some book I've been sent.
Yeah.
Other times I'm like, oh good, what is this book?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, toss it on some pile somewhere. But,
right.
you know, I would send them. If I were out there and I wanted somebody to read this, I would send the book.
If you send a book and then you meet us and ask us if we've read your book and we haven't, don't get insulted. There's a lot going on.
Well, you don't read a lot of books anyway.
I would like to read more books.
Yeah, you just,
I really would.
You really do work.
I need to make the time for it.
Sunrise to sunset. Well, at least your version of sunrise and sunset.
800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Of course, we're going to be at the Liberty Forum tomorrow doing a live broadcast. We'll have a third microphone there. Of course, Julia normally joins us on our Friday show. I'm sure she'll be sitting in with us, and we'll pull aside as many different libertarian luminaries as we possibly can. I don't have anything scheduled right now. I'm pretty much going to just play it by ear.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to play it by ear and see who I can get. And
we'll get them.
Yeah. And so, of course, maybe you will come by and sit in on the mic. Maybe a little open mic session or something like that.
I think it's a bad idea.
It is Free Talk Live, after all.
Yeah, some people will do well at it. Some people you won't be able to shut up.
And I've got the control on the microphone. I can always shut them up. I can shut you up anytime. 800-259-9231 to the email box. And Matt, he says, I'm a bit behind on shows. Mark quickly mentioned sweatshops recently, and I was wondering, how can you stop sweatshops from being used by big companies? And why are sweatshops used? Mark mentioned something about governments overseas or something. Could you explain the whole sweat thing?
Well, sweatshops, I would guess, are simply bad working conditions.
Well, I don't even know about that. I feel like sweatshops,
mm-hmm,
theoretically, are bad working conditions, but I think a lot of things that are labeled sweatshops,
mm-hmm,
are quite a step up for people working in them.
Absolutely. It's PR. It's a PR thing. They've labeled something a sweatshop, and
right. That's
what it is. But what you have to understand about a sweatshop is, unless these people are slaves, which I don't think exists in most countries in the world, and if it does, we're not buying. Largely, we are not buying slave-produced material.
True. There are prison labor factories, but otherwise, mostly it's consensual.
Right. So what you've got is a situation where somebody voluntarily walks into a quote-unquote sweatshop every single day for work.
Yep.
Now, the reason that they walk into that sweatshop every single day for work,
because they didn't like working on the sweat farm.
Right. They didn't like working at the farm for a third of the wages,
mm-hmm,
or whatever amount. I mean, you know, if it's 75% of the wages, it's still, they're making that choice.
Right.
Now, what probably happens in these sweatshops, the very, very worst of them is, for the purpose of making a large amount of people work with a small amount of managerial oversight, you have one guy who walks around and oversees 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways he makes sure that these 200 people work for the pay that they give, because they don't pay a lot in accounting fees either here in
right,
these quote-unquote sweatshops, is they lock the door.
You think?
I'm just saying it's the very worst. Now, some places they call sweatshops aren't sweatshops at all. They just decided
right,
to use, somebody just decided to use that name and call it a sweatshop. But in the worst case scenario, they lock the door. And they may very well use some kind of physical punishment for people who disobey the rules.
Perhaps.
They may very well. But that person, if they get slapped in the mouth for being late or something like that, or talking out against the boss or whatever, they still come to work the next day.
They could still go home.
They could.
They could go back to the farm. And it's just a matter of certain countries are still, they're not as advanced as the United States and others. We'll explore this a little bit more on the way. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you got to be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch.
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Chalet, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. And that does include the live streams. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version as well. Both totally free. And it's freetalklive.com. The place to go to get them. No membership fees. No jumping through hoops. It's all in the house. Also, starting tomorrow, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can still get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Even in the remaining moments, as far as you can actually walk right up the day of, they'll have a space open for you.
Yep.
You can get in. There's a one-day pass. You can't spend the whole weekend. It's going to be happening in Concord, New Hampshire, I believe at the Holiday Inn on Main Street, 172 Main Street, the place to be. That's the rooms that they had set up are sold out. The hotel itself, I don't believe, is fully sold out at this point. So you might actually even still be able to get a room if you show up tomorrow. It's a possibility. I wouldn't count on it, but it is a possibility. We're going to be there. John Stossel is going to be in attendance. Ron Paul. So many different libertarian names. Jim Babka, our friend from DownsizedDC.org. I'm going to the Babka breakfast myself. I think there's only going to be about 15 people going to that. Of course, you got to get up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's worth it to me.
I know it is to you. I hope to meet Mr. Babka, I swear.
You will? I'm sure you'll meet him elsewhere. He did say he'd be out and about and around the convention. So it's the very first ever Liberty Forum, New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Looking forward to it starting tomorrow. I'm going to be there bright and early. You're going to be there before noon.
I will.
And
somewhere around noon, I think.
So get registered, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're talking about sweatshops. And Matt had emailed in wondering about what this whole sweatshop thing is. And I'm shocked that he hasn't actually heard from some anti-sweatshop campaigning.
Concerned yeah. little liberal someplace.
I've tried to avoid the term liberal, but those do tend to be the people that are concerned about these things. And you know,
well,
all
come
it
on,
really
conservatives
is,
like sweatshops. They like, you know, they put on a pair of chaps and a bullwhip and a big hat.
All it
and they'd
really,
go out, they'd run a sweatshop if they could.
All it really is people who are spoiled by this country, by all of the wealth that we have here in America. They are spoiled because they're used to going to work where there's air conditioning,
mm-hmm.
good lighting.
Mm-hmm.
People.
I've got it good. Everybody else should have it as good as I do.
And you know what? Everyone should have it well. In which case,
mm-hmm.
What you have to understand is these people who are outraged about sweatshops, first of all, they're looking for something to be outraged about. Secondly, they just don't have perspective. They just don't understand the process of industrialization
mm-hmm.
and different stages that a country can
right.
go through.
I mean,
the creation of wealth takes time. Things have to go in a certain order. And, there might be some dangerous conditions that people are working in. They might actually not have air conditioning and therefore have some sweat on their brow. But as you pointed out, Mark, they're there on a voluntary basis. Most of them are, unless they're in some sort of a prison work program. They're there on, and even then, if you're in a prison work program, you can still just lay around and do nothing. You might get whipped or
in
something.
In the United States, that may be true.
You might get whipped or something like
some
that.
Some other countries where, it's
you,
work
you
or die.
You could still choose to not work. You just would get violently punished.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point being, there's no perspective. They don't understand that there's a significant difference in the wealth level between this country and the countries where there are so-called sweatshops. You know what? There are even places here in America where you can sweat when you're at work. There's nothing wrong with working and
sweating, not so bad.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with working hard.
It's good for your pores. Keeps your skin elasticity up.
The people in these so-called sweatshops have come off of farms where they were busting their chops on the farms, and now they're busting butt on the assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work. That's what it takes to get through these stages. And you know what? I'm tired of people complaining about it. It's so easy to sit back in your cushy recliner and get on the phone and call up a talk show and complain about sweatshops over in some country as you've got a cup of hot cocoa or tea in your hand enjoying your television set. It's so easy to complain.
Sweatshops are terrible.
These people are trying to do what they can to make a living. And there's nothing wrong with
right.
that.
And
that's
what they propose to do away with. These people making a better living than they are on the farm someplace.
Right.
In
their solution is some sort of government edict, some diktat against
right.
sweatshops. So we want to return these people from an industrial age, which is what they're in right now, to an agrarian society.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to go backwards in time, essentially. When what they should be doing is thinking of more constructive ways, instead of destroying, which is what they're trying to do, destroy the companies, destroy
mm-hmm.
their ability to create products. How about you construct your own company? You know what? You're so smart. You know what's right. You know what these people should be doing. You know how their lives should be. You know how the businesses should be run. Well, if you're so brilliant, why don't you go and open up your own shoemaking factory and set it up to where there's wonderful working conditions.
Well,
people can sit back in easy chairs and air conditioning, and they can make shoes. And you don't have to make 50 an hour. You can make 2 an hour.
Well,
you
it
know
can be
what?
In ergonomically designed stations or whatever, but at the same time, you could very well start a campaign that says doing away with, you know, Nike's sweatshops or whatever company you happen to pick. You can get out there and campaign against it.
Well, that's what they're doing.
They're doing it, but as long as they're doing it from a PR standpoint, they're not doing it from some standpoint where they want to get laws passed and corporations have to follow rules.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it then.
That's fine. You can boycott, but I say it's more effective to actually compete. You don't like the conditions?
It is.
Put your money where your mouth is. Instead of crying about it,
there's so
get
many
over
things,
there and open your own factory.
There's so many things I'd like to see different in the world.
Yeah.
I just can't afford to open a business that deals with all the things that it handles them all at once. I have something to do during the day. I'm busy with that. And some of these people do, and some
you
people
aren't
don't.
Somebody who's an anti-sweatshop person. I'm talking
not.
About somebody who really, really cares. Somebody who cares so much, you should actually do something for those people instead of complaining about it. Step up. Put your money where your mouth is, and open your own factory. And you compete, and you let us know how easy it is. 800-259-9231, let's go to the phones, to the fun, Amplifier Line, and Chris in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
What
I was calling about is from a couple of episodes ago, but
with the elimination of crime and the repeal of drug prohibition, I think there won't be a complete drop in crime, because more than likely, unless we go to a complete libertarian society, there will still be pretty extreme taxes on drugs. And as with extreme taxes on drugs, if we don't eliminate taxes first, and just like with alcohol, there's still the revenuers are still going after moonshiners and such.
Not so much. I mean, really, that's not really going on.
I mean, you know, I haven't heard too many, I haven't read too many stories of it, too many revenuers going after too many moonshiners.
I haven't read any in recent memory.
I mean, it must happen now and then, but it's got to be very, very rare.
From what the History Channel was saying, is there still, I was watching a program on moonshine on there, and they're still, it was, they were still going after the moonshiners. Just
you know what I think that I think what you're talking about is they're probably going after people who are making their own alcohol and selling it. That's probably what they're doing. It's not necessarily that they're bad people or they're making bathtub gin that's dangerous. It's just that they're selling it without a license, and that's what they're angry about.
Correct, but as I would do if the government was coming after me for starting my own business, I would defend myself, so that's part of, I guess, I don't want to say crime, but, you know, what's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's still high taxes, there'll still be people trying to get around the high taxes, and there'll still be sort of a frail market.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't think we've ever made the claim that ending the war on drugs would make violence go away. It'll drastically reduce it, but it won't make it go away entirely. Chris,
okay, I may have misunderstood.
Well, yeah,
yeah. I mean, it would be
an absurd claim.
It would be an absurd claim. Even if you said that violent crime was going to go away, I mean, you know, I could still kill Ian because he's irritating. So violent crime is going to still exist, and it doesn't. There's not too many people out there committing crimes over alcohol, over you know, money to procure alcohol. Not too many people committing crimes over the money to procure cigarettes.
Nah, at worst, you've got somebody trying to lift a six pack out of a convenience store. I mean, that's really the worst that's going to happen. Chris, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the call, and sorry about the miscommunication. Yeah, that would be absolutely nuts to suggest that violence is going to go away entirely, but it sure as heck is going to drastically reduce.
I would say that's true.
Violence, fraud.
I've heard numbers like 70% of people are either in for crimes committed to get drugs or for drugs themselves.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. Smoking bans coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, even in these remaining moments, 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then there's two easy ways that you can do that. You can spend a little bit of money by going to store.freetalklive.com, and in return for a little bit of money, you'll get some very nice, high-quality products, Free Talk Live products, Free Talk Live hats, T-shirts, a variety of different ones. We've got Free Talk Live bumper stickers, which are all of free, and all you need is a self-addressed stamped envelope to get your hands on those. The instructions are there at store.freetalklive.com. DVD Classic Archive Collections sets, as well as the Free Marketeer flag and more, all there, store.freetalklive.com. And an additional way to help support the show is to shop for everything you might need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. 35 categories of products for you to shop in, free Super Saver shipping on a good chunk of their items. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff you need and support the show all at the same time. amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. 800-657-5066.
As we go to the email box from Ben, he says, "Hey, I love the show. I'm 15 years old and writing an article for a political magazine at my school. I wanted to provide some libertarian views to get people thinking differently. Though I considered writing about the online gambling ban, since I am such a fan of poker, I thought smoking bans in private restaurants and bars might be more important. I plan on titling the article, Smoking is Healthier Than Fascism, and I was wondering what you think the main points I should address are." Well, I would have to say, and I'd like to know what you think, Mark, but I would have to say that the main point about a smoking ban, or to rebut a smoking ban, would be property rights.
It seems obvious to me.
Essentially, the argument goes as such. If, indeed, this is a free country and people have the right to do with their property as they please, so long as they aren't harming another person on it, like killing people on their property, obviously that would be a problem. But if it's your property and you should be able to do with it as you please, then it doesn't follow that the government should be able to come in and tell you that you can't allow people to smoke. In that, it's private property, so you're allowing people onto your private property. If, for instance, you're a bar owner or a restaurateur or something like that,
you've made the decision, even though smoking may be a dangerous activity, it's certainly not an immediately deadly one. And, you know, even if you had a whirling death machine on your property and people wanted to come in and, you know, chance the whirling death machine, they should be free to make that choice. But essentially, you're allowing people to come into your property and smoke cigarettes there. And they're voluntarily choosing to come to your property and smoke their cigarettes. Similarly, people who are non-smokers are also voluntarily choosing to enter your property and hang out or, you know, have a drink while others are smoking cigarettes around them. It's very easy to tell whether or not there's cigarette smoking going on in any establishment. It's not like you're surprising anyone with a volume of cigarette smoke being jettisoned down their lungs. I mean, this
boom,
doesn't happen.
Gotcha.
So, essentially, it's again, a question of private property. If you have the right to do as you please on your private property, then there should be no smoking bans. If you absolutely don't have the right to do as you please, if it's not your property, if it's actually the government's property, then they can do whatever they want to, and that appears to be what they're trying to do.
Or even worse and weirder, is it's not the government's property, but apparently, in a lot of cases, these smoking bans are placed by referendum. They managed to get them done popularly, because smoking is unpopular. I would prefer not to be in bars and restaurants where smoke was.
Me too.
I would like it better if you rarely go out to eat, but the few times that you do, I go out almost every day, and I don't like it. But it's not my decision. It's not my place.
But
I wouldn't propose for a second to tell somebody what they can do on their property.
Right. That's not your decision. It's not your decision to decide for a property owner what he or she can allow or disallow.
Right.
But it is your decision to choose to go somewhere else.
It is, but, you know, you find a bar that's not smoking.
I don't think there are.
There's not too many. So, but I wouldn't propose to tell somebody. This is how I answered Ben. I said I think that it's the main point that I would be concerned about is the restaurant is private property. If we can tell people that they what they can do on their own private property, then where does it stop? Today it's the smokers. Tomorrow it's something that you like to do.
Yep.
Candy bars, fatty foods, gay sex. You name it, they'll ban it. Now, it's just nobody else's business. It's just not. I don't care. If you can have it democratically decided that I can't allow smoking in my business, then you can democratically decide anything about my property.
Off with his head!
My property, my person, whatever it is. I mean,
democracy sucks.
Can we take, can you vote to sacrifice my firstborn child on the altar to Baal? If you can get 51% of the people to agree to it? Well, no, you can't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, might be able to.
You give us another 50 years.
Age, yeah.
Give us another 50 years and we could very well be in a democratic society, which I don't want to live in. Thanks.
So there you go. I don't know if there really are any other rebuttals besides property rights. It's private property. You should be free to do as you choose. In fact, we should be more free than we currently are. There are already, and this is unfortunately one of the excuses they'll use.
Oh, right.
The private property controllers, the central planners, the banners, the people that want to control your lives, they'll use the excuse of, well, we've already got all these rules and regulations in place.
Right.
We've got a health code, and we've got all these business regulations and licensing we already have. You can't serve alcohol without a permit. We've already got all these risks. What's one more regulation? So, unfortunately, we've already allowed them to set foot on our property. The government foot is already in the door. At this point, our choice is to shove these thugs back out and tell them, get lost, this isn't your place, it's mine. Or we can just bend over and allow them to do whatever it is they want, which is what they've been doing and what they're going to continue to try to do. Here in New Hampshire, they're throwing it up there again. The smoking ban is coming back. And now they've got even more support for it than they have in the past. Luckily, there are more free staters here now than there have been in the past, and so it's going to be another interesting fight trying to bat this thing away again, as it was batted away last year. And these people, they're do-gooders. They're central planners. They think they know what's best for everybody. And stop it. You don't know what's best. I know what's best for me. And even if I'm wrong, I should still be free to think I know what's best for me.
Right.
And make mistakes. And learn from those mistakes. And others will make mistakes. And we can learn from their mistakes, too. And that's one of the reasons why a number of restaurants are already going smoke-free on their own. The marketplace, to an extent, is demanding that. The marketplace is saying, families are saying, you know, I don't want my kids breathing
right.
smoke when we go out to dinner.
The people who are most concerned with it are definitely getting what they want. There are restaurants out there where that have no smoking sections. Absolutely, or not just no smoking. The entire restaurant is no smoking. There's definitely demand in the marketplace. Now, bars, sorry, there's a contingent of smokers out there, and then there's a contingent of people that like to smoke when they drink,
mm-hmm.
and between those two people, they sort of run bars,
yeah.
As far as the majority goes. And so, you know, to somebody who rarely goes to a bar to vote on whether or not a bar can have smoke in it, it's none of your business.
Yep. And what the lowest of the low is the bar owner who says,
you know, I'd rather not have smoking in my bar, but if I went ahead and made that the rule, then I'd lose business to the bar down the street. So that's why I support the smoking ban. It'll level the playing field.
That's the lowest of the low.
Yes.
That's somebody who is such a coward. He feels like he could...
A man without a spine.
Yeah, he or she want to run their bar how they want, but they also want everyone else to run their bar the exact same way so they don't lose business. You coward. You know what? If you don't want smoking in a bar, you go and you open your own non-smoking bar. Good luck to you. Maybe you can make it work. I don't know. But it's none of your damn business what goes on in my bar. Stay out. 800-259-9231. I don't know of any other way to approach it besides property rights.
I think property rights is the only issue.
It's just wrong to try to tell people what they can and can't do on their own property. And I think people should be allowed to have death matches if they want to.
It as scary and crazy as it sounds, I mean, if you willingly get involved in such a thing, who's to say?
Yeah, well, if you've signed an agreement saying that I'm willing to die in this boxing ring,
mm-hmm.
or whatever... Then you should be free to get involved in that.
You know, the boxing ring manager guy is not held liable for what goes on here in the ring of death. And
yep.
off you go. You know, I'm going to settle my dispute with my brother-in-law here in the ring of death. And we both sign away our rights.
And, of course, we'd love, if we had our druthers, we'd like to bring the politicians into the ring of death and have them go at it. Now that would be some red team, blue team action.
That's the way to solve wars.
I could get behind that.
Yeah.
All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will be back tomorrow night live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Presuming there aren't any unforeseen technical difficulties, I think we've got it all ironed out. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Disciple.